The topic of our podcast is animal extinction. The two sides are building more zoos and building a wildlife preserve on one of the continents. Animals are dying at a faster rate because of the work humans have done. Take, for example, the blue bird from Rio, who recently went extinct a couple months ago.
Zoos are a vital answer to animal extinction.
A solution to animal extinction is to move all the animals to Russia. They have all that land, but you know, they can share some.
I'm Brandon. I will be assisting Tyler on the possibility of building more wildlife preserves on the different continents.
I'm Tate. I'll be assisting Ian on the possibility of adding more zoos to prevent wildlife extinction.
Now to Ian.
Zoos also use the Species Survival Plan, SSP, program as research tools to better understand wildlife biology and population dynamics, and to raise awareness and funds to support field projects and habitat protection for specific species. Scientific American, 2016.
Now to Brandon.
Many animals are going extinct and humans are to blame for most of them. Take, for example, the dodo. They inhabited the island of Martius and went extinct because humans came along and started to eat them faster than they could mate. The birds were also easy to catch due to the fact that they weren't afraid of humans. Building a giant wildlife preserve on either Russia, Africa, or Apo Island could help the animals live in a way that humans won't interfere with them mating and their population growing.
Now to Tate.
Several critically endangered species have seen an increase in their population through zoos propagation programs. The Arabian ox, whooping crane, black-footed ferret, and California condors have all seen their population partially recovered as a result of zoos' efforts. Washington, D.C.'s National Zoo helped increase the population of the golden lion tamaranians from 200 to 3,200 today, Gansett Robin 2018. These are just a few of many species saved by zoos. Zoos provide a safe and cost-effective way for animals that are endangered to reproduce. Zoos also are a major conservation funder, conducting major animal research.
Tyler!
Let's say that the last remaining of a species is alive in a zoo. We would never be able to see the species anywhere else than the zoo because it wouldn't have any the necessary skills to live on its own in the wild and would have to be kept in a zoo. According to an investigation done by the safety department, the zoo's safety rail did not meet the standards, and that's what caused the Harambe incident, which is like explains that zoos aren't safe.
Now, Ian, what are some programs supporting zoos?
Go!
Zoos and aquariums are among the major funders of conservation efforts, contributing to thousands of conservation projects each year. They also conduct major research efforts in breeding, habitat, and veterinary sciences in an effort to conserve species, The Hill, 2015. This shows that zoos are making a helping hand to end animal extinction, and zoos are working to stop extinction way more than its counterparts. Now to Brandon!
The wildlife preserve could be separated by walls with heaters or coolers for the animals. They also should have feeders so that they don't have to hunt and disturb the other animals. And the aquatic animals will be separated by walls with the sections, with the sections having different temperature water. The walls will be separated by the different continents and what animals live there.
Oh.
According to Ian and Tate, they believe zoos are good because they preserve animals from the wild, and they also can study them to help better understand them. According to Brandon and I, we believe that having a private island is better because humans have made many animals extinct like the dodo. Many animals have died in zoos like my savior, Harambe.